sit down, there's more.
Hey listeners, this is Sit Down, There's More by Talk Like a Mother podcast. Today's bonus episode is no reservation style, but not series focused. So sit tight and listen up.
Hi everyone, thank you for joining us on this Thursday. It's my second Thursday. I'm Jen doing Sit Down, There's More. I think it's just Kimmy and I today.
Hello.
Kimmy felt bad for me, so she jumped on. I was singing to myself. I had a whole conversation, like I was literally having a conversation with myself. And then I was like, I actually do this in the grocery store. Do you ever catch yourself doing that? Where I'm like literally talking to myself out loud in the aisles.
Well, so my thing is, I have the 4 kids. So like I used to always talk to them like when they were little, you know, but I'd really be talking to myself, but like I'd be talking to them. And then I would catch myself doing it when I didn't have them with me. I think we're going to go get cheese now. Yep. And I'm like, oh, wait, there's no child here. So I look crazy right now.
Yeah. That's how I felt. That's like, whatever. It's fine. Just talking to myself. So what I want to talk about today is, because I'm traveling for work tomorrow, and I do very little travel for work at this point in my career, just to be clear. I'm very fortunate. I work for the same company for over a decade. I actually worked for them before my daughter was diagnosed with autism, and she's now 13. She was diagnosed at 2.5. So she'll be 14 in like a month and a half. So anyway, I used to travel a lot for work, a lot more before I had her, but then a lot when she was a baby. And even when she was a toddler, I was still traveling a lot, which got me thinking about childcare, autism, parenting, single parenting, which I don't talk a lot about, but I am a single mom. I don't co-parent with anyone. So anytime someone watches her, it's either my mom or my sister-in-law or somebody I pay. I've always had a caregiver for Kaya in our home. There was only one time it was at someone else's house and I actually knew her through somebody, and it was the best thing I ever did. But anyway, so I've always had consistent caregivers at home with Kaya. I also have always worked outside of my home, and after COVID, obviously a lot of businesses shifted sort of focus, and I had the opportunity to shift home full time. And I did, I took that. So obviously with that, I didn't need a full-time caregiver anymore. So other than my mom or, you know, my sister-in-law who works full-time. But anyway, so it's hard because I'm going away tomorrow, and it just got me thinking about how hard it is to leave kids, childcare in general, for children on the spectrum. Kimmy, you run a daycare. I talked about my OCD and sort of my germophobia and my compulsive hand washing, and to the point where my doctor is like, you need to stop washing that baby's hands. Like you're going to give her a complex. You need to stop, Jen. You need to let her get dirty. I mean, giving her a bath constantly. I mean, it was just, I would take her out of the house and I'd immediately give her a bath. So I'd never sent her to a daycare because I was terrified of people touching her. So I always had people in my house that watched her until she went to Marley's. And then it ended up being the best thing ever because she was around other kids.
Yeah.
Marley had an in-home daycare. So there was, I think, only 3 kids, but that was a huge difference for her. But what led me to thinking about that was I'm traveling tomorrow, and I, for the first time in like a panic mode, I kind of had a scramble thinking about, who am I going to get to watch her? Because Wednesdays are really hard for my mom. Thankfully, she moved her schedule around because, I mean, I have to go for work. That's my job. So she's going to make it work. But I was like, it's so difficult. I can't just phone a friend. Can't leave her with a neighbor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's challenging.
It's challenging. You know, like a lot of people can just leave their kids at like a 16-year-old or the neighbor that babysits down the street. I can't do that. Kaya's essentially like a flight risk, you know? I mean, she's good. Like literally I joke that I could probably actually go to the store. I mean, she's almost 14, but obviously doesn't have the awareness. Mm-hmm. I'm a 14-year-old, right?
Right.
But
right.
Would I go to the store and leave her and she'd be fine? Yeah, probably would be totally fine. Would I do that? Absolutely not. She needs supervision, you know?
Because it's like probably really leaving like an 8-year-old, kind of. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
We're like she would absolutely answer the door if there was a stranger at it. She would absolutely let somebody in.
Or she fell or like couldn't find something or got like upset or scared or anything like that. Like you just don't really know how
you don't hurry up.
Like and they would be fine. She'd probably still be on her iPad laying on the couch and on her back. But like, yeah.
Yeah. So it was just stressful. And then, you know, our one of our service guys was here today picking up a tool he needed to go do something. And him and I were talking about it. And as soon as he left, she got super edgy and was she was scripting nonstop. She obviously heard us talking. She obviously knows I'm going away now tomorrow. So I'm gonna go in when we're done and tell her, but make sure she knows I'm home right after dinner. I'm not gone at like no sleeps. You know, because and that's I think the hardest part is that little blip in our routine change can be devastating for like a rollout of days at a time.
I know, like Alyssa was never able to go to a daycare. Like she was too behavioral. They would never like handle her or like even
No, thank you, she would say.
yeah they literally would not. I mean I worked at a daycare when she was not when she was diagnosed, but I think when she was three I started working at the first daycare that I worked at, and my son had come with me a few times that she could just couldn't. I mean they couldn't handle her, so like it was never an option for us. And I've always said this, and it's like there's nowhere, even running a daycare, it's like yep, you have your typical kids. We have some challenging, you know, we have kids with some challenging behaviors, and you know, obviously there are some kids, like I've had autistic kids there and different things like that. But like when there are a certain level of behavior and needs, we can't support the needs. The teachers just are not trained. And
Trained.
a lot of people, because I rarely see it from both sides. So it's like kind of I feel like I'm in a unique position where like the thing is if like somebody can't handle your child, you don't want them in that person's care. Whether like, and
Yeah.
I get very, it's a hot topic. People get very like, my just because my child has special needs, I still have to work. I still, and that's all true. And I do like understand that side of it because I've been there. I'm still there. Because my,
Yeah.
even though Alyssa's an adult, she is like,
She requires supervision.
still requires care. But like, if people cannot handle, and like these girls are dealing with, say 9 2-year-olds, right? And that's 9 2-year-olds that you're changing their diapers, that you're feeding, that like you're putting to sleep, that you're doing activities with. If you have one child who's, I mean, A, they're so behavioral that they're hurting other children, they're leaving, they're just developmentally so different than the other kids. Those two teachers, one of those teachers cannot just. And it's not financial feasible, although people think daycares make a lot of money.
Hand over fist, yeah.
They don't make as
And
much.
they don't, and they
They're a
don't.
large center and they're corporate. They don't think make as much as people think because, like, our state has one of the highest teacher child ratios. I mean, so you go down south, I don't even understand what happens. Like, the ratios are so different, it's crazy. But you have to have, so for toddlers, so we'll just say 2-year-olds, one teacher to 4 2-year-olds, and then you could have two staff with nine. So it's like you have to have, but if you have 5, 6, 7, 8, or 9 kids, it's the same staff. So, and there's never a way you can never add. You can't be like, wow, things are great. We're going to add two more kids to the end. You can't do it. They just don't allow
Well,
that.
and also, like for me personally, I wouldn't want to send my kid into that situation because I, especially when she was younger, she would go out any door she could go out. I mean, there
Well,
was
yeah.
no stopping her. You had to be on her nonstop.
Well, and it's safety for the other children, the staff, and for that child. So in Massachusetts, to work in a daycare, you need a child development course and 9 months of experience. Like that's not a lot. That doesn't qualify you to work with somebody with special needs. Like
Right.
it just doesn't. And a lot of people that tend to work in daycares are like also like, younger girls, like in their early 20s and stuff. They also haven't had a lot of like outside experience, and they can't have the kids there if they can't keep them safe, if they can't keep themselves safe. I mean, look at even ABA therapists and stuff. How many people go through because it's so hard. We know ourselves. We deal with on our own houses. I feel like there should be some kind of solution, but like you cannot, I don't know. To me, I would never want my child a place that I felt that she wasn't wanted.
Wasn't
Period.
wanted or safe for me as well. That was like a big part of the whole school thing. It was like safety and you know all that kind of stuff. But when I was talking to myself earlier, I said I am really lucky because I used to travel extensively for work, and even like when she was a baby, like obviously before I had her a lot, when I had her quite a bit, when she was a toddler it actually kind of kicked up a bit, but it was easy easier then. And then when she got aware of it and got older, it got a lot harder. But I'm very lucky that I work for the people I work for. They're very, very kind about it. I do very little to no traveling now. I just can't. I can't. It's too hard with her.
Yeah, and like the other thing with the daycare is that it's just not, it's not fair to any of the children or people involved. And I know people are quick to be like, oh, you need to accommodate the children, but it's like you can't accommodate one child while keeping all the other children engaged and safe sometimes. So it's just like not really doable for some children. I mean, like I said, we've had minor accommodations, of course, we can make, and like we do. I mean, I have a child with autism, so like
Yes.
I understand this, but then it's like we've had people come in, so you have the school system come in and like kind of observe and evaluate it. So you have a kid with like really behavioral that you're having a hard time with to see if they qualify for services. And then the school system comes in and they either say, oh no, they don't qualify, because here it's almost like they have to be kind of really have higher needs for them to qualify them, which should not be the way, but that's just the way it is.
The way it is, yeah.
If they do qualify for them, it's like, oh great, Johnny can go to our program 9 to 11:30, like Monday through Friday. And it's like, that's no help to the parent. Who's can work from 9 to 11:30? Like, it's
I
just,
know.
and then there's nowhere for these kids to go. So now the parent
Nowhere to go.
has to decide, like, okay, either I keep my child in daycare if it's like a doable situation, or I get my child these services. If I get my child these services, I probably can't work unless you have like a big support system and a lot of people that can help you, which some people have,
Most,
but not.
but most don't.
Or my bills paid, or do I get my child services? Do I pay the mortgage, or do I get my child service? I mean, some people obviously, that are more well off can make the decision to say, hey, or like, I mean, I shouldn't even say just well off. Like we did that because Neil worked two and three jobs though, because I
Yes.
couldn't. It
Charge
didn't
the
just it just
top.
didn't make sense. Alyssa could not be at a daycare, and then when the girls came, it would be paying out more than we would be
Then
bringing
you
in
would be making.
for
Yes.
me. But now these people have to choose to either get their child services or potentially to live. Like it's terrible.
And it's like, it's not anyone's responsibility to like take care of it. But at the same time, it puts parents in this impossible situation. Again, I am so lucky. And I think COVID helped a lot for the being at home. You
Yeah,
go ahead. Home,
definitely.
right? That shifted a lot of. I had already worked at home, on and off. We had an office here, but I worked at home a lot of the time, but not to the, I mean, I'm home full time now, and she's homeschooled.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're home all the time.
Well, and if you think about it,
I
this.
don't homeschool her, just to be clear. I hire someone that comes in that teaches my daughter, not me. But even at that, like,
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing, it's just,
In the
so what
schools
I'm
is.
doing tomorrow to make it work and to make it as easy on everyone, obviously mainly her, is I'm leaving my house at 8 a.m. to be at the airport for 9. I fly at 10:15. I land at 12:55, so 1 p.m. I Uber to my office. I'll be there at 1:30. I have a meeting from 2 to 3, and then I have a meeting from 3:15 until 4, and then I have to leave for the airport to be there at 5. Like, it is a lot. I joke that I'm old. I cannot keep up that pace. I will be wiped on Thursday. Like,
Oh
I
yeah.
will be dead until Sunday. I'll be dead.
It sounds completely exhausting. It's just really hard, and then it's like then you have to not only do this, but then it's like you have to also figure out people your child will be willing to let stay with them or go with. Like we're running to this with the wedding. So my son's getting married in 3 weeks. And Alyssa's obviously invited to the wedding. But like when we leave the wedding, we're getting a hotel. She's probably not gonna like that. And I'm racking my brain like, oh, is there someone I can get to pick her up? I have someone at the house. John will be here. I think he'll be here anyways. But so if he's here, she could stay with him. But like, how would she get from the wedding to here?
And
She's
how
not going
far is it?
to go with it. It's about a half hour.
Yeah.
So she's not going to just go with anybody. And
No.
everybody that I trust with her that she would go with is also going to be
It's
at the
going to
wedding.
be at the wedding. Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, this is a challenge, and which is just hard because I am so grateful and I am so fortunate that like we have family members. Like I have my two daughters now who are, you know, they're 19 and 21. They're, you know, we went away in January. They were able to watch her while we were gone for 6 days, you know. I have my sister who could help out if needed. While my parents were alive, I had my parents. You know, we've always had been really lucky. My son did a lot of watching her when he was, you know, when he was
But
like in high school.
obviously he'll be at the wedding, so
Yeah, he'll be at the wedding.
little busy.
So it's like, but in turn, it's made it so like we don't have outside help.
Help, yeah.
So now when something like this happens, we don't have a person that, and she just won't, and she's just very rigid. Like if she goes to the wedding in our car, she's gonna have to leave
In that car.
in that car. Like she can't go to the wedding in my car and then like leave the wedding in her sister's car. Like whatever
Right.
car she goes has to be the car she returns in. So it's challenging. I think I came up with a plan today that what we're gonna do is we're gonna Neil's gonna get ready at the hotel. That wasn't the initial plan. So he was supposed to get ready here, pick up Alyssa from school on his way. We have, I think Pitcher sat at 3. But I'm like, no, you're gonna have to bring her to the hotel before the wedding, which is gonna set her off, which is also like a gamble. So it's like, but I feel like if she sees that we're at the hotel prior to the wedding, when we go back after, it will make sense to her.
So it won't be like you're just going there. Yeah.
But she might get a little upset and that might throw her off. So I don't know. So then it's like, is that a good idea? Like I don't even
And
know
these
what
are
to
the things that, you know, and when I say that people don't think about, to be clear, I wouldn't have thought about it either until I had my daughter. So not criticizing because I wouldn't have known any differently, but it's
Well,
those things,
yeah,
you
and
know.
it's like, and it's just like all these little things that like you have to like navigate around that like I didn't even think of this really, and I was like, shoot, I obviously we want her at the wedding, and I don't want her to be, it's her brother's wedding, I don't want her to be not there, because then normally for something like this I wouldn't bring her, but like the
Right.
whole family's going to be there, so like there's really no one to really leave her with. And I want her to be there. I want her to be there. I want her to be in the pitches. I want her to. I think she'll be okay there. Loudness doesn't really bother her too much, so I'm thinking that she'll be all right. Just gotta, you know, I already told her, you're gonna dance and have cupcake. She's like, cupcake. So like,
Cupcake, I'm in.
I mean, I'm not even gonna try to like get her dressed up or anything. Like I really obviously want to, and like I've gone back and forth that like, well, maybe if I get her something, we can practice, but it's just like it's not gonna be worth it to like set her off. It's not worth it.
You know,
But
and
yeah.
that's the hard part because, you know, everyone will be dressed up in pictures and then she won't be dressed up.
I know.
But like you, I think I would do the exact same thing because, again, what people don't understand is they're just going to see the picture. You know that if you try to put her in a freaking dress or a different shirt, she's going to lose her mind. Like for Kaya, if I do the wrong thing before the thing, then I have ruined that thing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes complete sense. Yeah, because now you set them off in the on the path, and then they can't always recover in time. And then there's some
Usually
other
can't, like mine, like until after.
event, like whether it's a show or move or like a whatever, a wedding, an event. It's already hard for them to get through those things, which like sometimes you're like, wow, they did great and had no problem. And then you just never know. Like so many times, I'm like, she'll be fine. I have no worries. And like, nope, it's not good.
Yeah.
And then I like worry and I'm like, oh, this is, you know, she's gonna get overwhelmed, this, and she's like, yeah, I got this, you know.
Well, I don't know if she does it like Kaya does this. Like, let's say I buy something new and she won't even look at it. Like, never mind trying it on. She won't even look at it. You know? So, like, it depends. Like, if she's picked it or it should, sometimes some things, like, she'll look at or whatever. But if she doesn't want to look at an item, she is not going to look at that item.
Yeah. And I've talked to her about the dress and she's told me no. And I said, will you?
That is not happening, lady.
She said yes, but I don't believe her. And then, you know, but it's like, do I set her off for what she's wearing? And then she's going to be uncomfortable and
Yeah.
pulling at it. And it's just going to, or do we want to just let her be and like have it be smooth sailing? Like it's just.
Again, it's that trade-off of like,
And it's me. Like, do you know what I'm saying? She's not going to care or know that she's in something different.
that's what
It's
they
me.
mean. She, yeah.
her to be, you know, I don't want her to stand out, but it's like, but it's it'll be our family pictures, so who really cares?
Who
Like,
cares? Yeah.
you know, just it's
And
my
she's your family, and that's how it is.
daughter Lexi was like, Mom, it's not worth it. Like, don't make her wear something.
Yeah, I
It's
agree.
just,
It's.
no, you're right. You know, it's just so it's like, yeah, you're always trying to like come up with alternative things, and you gotta just navigate through so much stuff. It's so challenging. Like I said, we're lucky that we have a lot of family that can help. You know, her being one of four definitely
Yeah.
like it helped to us. But then, like we used to have a person who helped outside, but it just didn't end up working out, and like we never end up getting somebody different. Because we can most of the time manage it, but it's just, you know, it's gonna get harder as these kids start getting older and like, you know, having like their own lives and stuff like
And they
that.
move
So
out, and Kimmy's like,
yeah.
oh, they're not. One got out, two sort of, but this third one, she's not going anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like, oh, I know. And even with, you know, Kara moving in and out from school, like that's really hard for her. Like it's just things that like you don't think of. I never, honestly, I never thought that would be an issue. I never thought it's like it's her sister. She was gone and now she's back. Like you, I would never think, but oh my God, it's holy hell. And then she gets used to it.
And she gets used to it, yeah.
It's like eventually she'll snap back, but it was, I mean, it's a she'll just scream and scream, and then Kara has to like not has to stay in the room, but like every time she comes out of the room, she'll scream. Then she touches, she doesn't want her in the fridge and the cabinets, and then you know, eventually it like subsides. But I'm just like, oh my God. But yeah.
Kai's on it, like, and again, that does sound like this, but it's the rigidity that people really don't understand. So, like lately, Kaya won't let my hair be down. Now, just to be clear, it's very rare my hair is down, which is probably why she's like, put it in a bunt. Like, I'm like, but
Yeah, exactly.
I did, like, it was like Friday night, and I like straightened my hair and I put some curls in it. We were going on a mommy daughter date, and she's like, hair up. I'm like, what? Hair up. And she wasn't kidding. Like, I could not leave my hair down.
Yeah, and
Could
if you
not leave it
did,
down.
it would have probably ruined the whole night.
The whole night, like my hair had to go up. Which again, I didn't do a great job anyway, so I wasn't that upset about it, but it's that
Yeah.
rigidity, you know? So that was my Thursday ramble.
Yeah, I mean daycare is just it's really hard with our kids. Like, and then you have to if even if you can find someone, what are you going to pay them to come and stay with a child with special needs? It's not like you said,
A
it's not
lot,
like,
just to be
well,
clear.
let's be clear, even regular babysitters make a lot of money nowadays. But
Lot.
I'm like, I used to get $20 and a pat on the head. Like, what the heck? But yeah. It is. It's definitely. It's I think one of the hottest challenges that we have, especially if you are a working mom. Like it's really just, you know, I in the school is concerned with giving them their services in education. They're not concerned with daycare. They're not concerned with. It's not their job to provide daycare. I know we do use the school for daycare. Like it's like, okay, well I'm gonna get a job while this kid's in school, but like it's not really what schools are for. So they don't. You know, this is they're giving you the 3 hours and that's all they're giving you. So it's just like it's just so frustrating that there's not like another like it's like early intervention ends at three. Why doesn't something else pick up then that can like maybe do a little more? Like I don't know if they'll ever change it. I'm you know, I feel like with just more and more awareness to people having children with disabilities and you know, people needing to work. I mean, you can't make it on one income
And
anymore.
people, not only that, but again, like, oh my God, it sounds, I sound like such bitter Betty, but again, people don't understand the extraordinary costs of things, like therapy after therapy after therapy. And like, yeah, some of it is covered, absolutely, but just the overall day-to-day stuff is different, you
Yeah.
know?
Yep. No, for sure. Yeah. It's definitely, I think it's a, like I just said, it's just one of the biggest challenges I think that parents, working parents face is just the, you know, it just forces sometimes people to stay home. And then it's just, you know, it's sometimes hard for some people to make ends meet if only one person's working. And what are you supposed to do if you're a single mother? Do you know what I mean?
I'm so thankful. I am so thankful that I get to work from home. And again, my mom is really helpful when I need her in a jam, like a Wednesday. And then my sister-in-law is amazing, but I like to save her for the big stuff. Like when I do have to travel for a few nights, or something like that, because like it's just a lot. You know, Kaya's sleeping is really erratic. And anyway, so anyway, so I'm traveling and I'm doing it in one day, in and out, and it's a lot for one day, but hopefully it's not too much disruption to life.
Well, it's hotter even now that she's home with you all day.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's
So
not.
again, the separation anxiety gets to be like pretty intense. Pretty intense.
But it'll probably be good for her to have some separation from you, anyways,
Yeah. And I talked about it on my subscriber live the other day. I said, I think I subconsciously let her sleep slide a little. So like, well, if she sleeps all day and I'm not here, then she won't be stressed out about it.
Yeah,
Which,
that's true. But what happens with our kids too is I feel like once now she's home, now she's used to not being away from you at all. So then that becomes a thing. Like everything becomes a thing in our
the thing.
lives,
Everything
so.
becomes a thing. So that's it. That was just a travel, ramble, work thing and
Well, I
try
hope
to
you have
tackle real life.
a great 6-hour trip, Jen, and really
Thank you. I know one of my
really enjoy your plane
staff said,
ride.
oh, do you want to grab a drink? I'm like, I'd love to grab a drink, but I don't have time to grab a drink. I'm literally on the ground for 5 hours. Five. And I go back home. So,
Crazy. Well, you'll have to update
okay.
us when you come back.
I will. Love you, Kimmy. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye,
Thanks, everyone.
everyone. Thanks for listening.
That was Sit Down, There's More by the ladies from Talk Like a Mother podcast. Listen on Monday for the Parenting Autism episodes and on Thursday for more of this.